Password right here.
Recording in progress.
Okay, good morning. I'd like to call the Siskiyou County Planning Commission meeting for April 20th into session. Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, roll call, please.
Commissioner Hart.
Here.
Commissioner Mellow.
Here.
Commissioner Fowle.
Present.
Commissioner Veal.
Here.
Chair Lindler.
Here. So, approval of minutes, meetings of December 15th, 2021.
So moved.
Oh, Tony, you're...
Go ahead.
So, okay.
December 15th.
We have a...
Through the chair, I think Tony, please.
Oh, that's right.
You were here.
Pardon me.
Okay, thank you.
I was not here that meeting.
Okay, so we need a motion then?
I'll move.
Okay, so we have Dusty Veal with the motion. Do we have a second?
Which month is this?
That was December 15th.
It's for December, okay.
Yeah.
So we can vote on this.
So, yeah, Blair Hart seconded.
Thank you.
So we have a motion to accept the meeting's minutes for approval. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so December 15th minutes are approved. March 16th, 22 minutes.
So moved.
Any comment? Okay, so Tony Mellow.
Second.
Motioned. Chair, Mr. Veal seconded. Any comment? Discussion?
I'm abstaining from this vote.
Okay.
I wasn't here.
Commissioner Fowle is abstaining. I had, let's see, there was one. Nope, everything's fine. Okay, so, approval of minutes then?
Yes.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Conflict of interest declaration. Are there any conflicts of interest?
Through the chair.
Yes.
I believe that you skipped item four.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I did skip item four. Okay, unscheduled appearances. Item four. Any person may address a commission on any subject matter within the jurisdiction or responsibility of the commission at the beginning of the meeting, or may elect to address the commission on any agenda item at the time the item is called by the chair, but before the matter is acted upon by the commission. Unscheduled comments will be limited to 5 minutes. Do we have any comments that are not on the agenda that would like to be made?
If you are calling into this meeting and you would like to comment on this item, please raise your hand. If you are using your phone, you may raise your hand by pressing *9. Seeing none.
Okay, thank you. So now on to item five, conflict of interest declaration. Do we have any conflicts of interest on today's agenda?
No conflicts, but I do know one of the applicants.
Okay. Commissioner Hart, Commissioner Mello?
No.
Okay. I do have a conflict of interest with the first agenda item, the Shastina West subdivision time extension, and Vice Chair Fowle will oversee that portion of the meeting today. And then it's not a conflict of interest, but more of just a disclosure item, is that for item four, the Mount Shasta Ski Park, I obviously, being a longtime resident, we do ski at the park and have been a pass holder for off and on for 20 some years, so.
And that's the reason you declared conflict?
No, I'm just a disclosure.
Full disclosure.
Just full disclosure.
Yeah.
Been skiing since I was four. So anyways, with that, let's move on to item six, presentation of documents. All items presented to the Planning Commission during a public hearing become a permanent part of the record. 12 copies of any information presented to the commission should be given to the clerk of the commission for distribution to the commissioners. In order to obtain an accurate record of the testimony, please address the commission at the speaking table and clearly introduce yourself with your full name and address. Your address will not be included in the minutes of the meeting. A maximum of 5 minutes per speaker will be given so that all interested parties will have an opportunity to address the commission. And that 5 minutes will be under the public hearing protocol for items G and H. And then any other public comments will be given 3 minutes under item I. Okay, availability of public records. All public records related to an open session item on this agenda, which are not exempt from disclosure pursuant to the California Public Records Act, that are distributed to a majority of the legislative body, will be available for public inspection at 806 South Main Street, Yreka, California, 96097. At the same time that the public records are distributed or made available to the members of the legislative body. All projects documents are on file at the Planning Division of the Siskiyou County Development Department at 806 South Main Street, Yreka again, and available for public review. Okay. I'm not going to read the item 8, the public hearing protocol. I'm not going to read the entire thing, if you grab an agenda, you can review the public hearing protocol and how we will handle the public hearings today. Item 9 is the right of appeal statement, which states that projects heard at this planning commission meeting may be subject to appeal within 10 calendar days of today's meeting. If the 10th day falls on a weekend, this appeal must be received the following business day. Please contact the county clerk for information. Appeals must be submitted to the county clerk's office together with the appeal fee of $1,250. If you challenge the environmental review or the project proposal in court, you may be limited to raising only those issues raised at the public hearing or in written correspondence delivered to the Siskiyou County Planning Department at or prior to the public hearing. Okay. Changes to agenda items. Staff, is there any changes to the agenda today?
No changes.
Great, thank you. So, item 2, old business. There's no old business agendas. And then item 3, new business, is agenda item 1, the Shastina West Subdivision Time Extension, TSM 10-01. And at this point, I will recuse myself and let Jeff take over.
All right, so the first item is the Shastina West Tentative Subdivision Map Time Extension for the second and final 18-month extension. Rachel, are you running with this to give us our synopsis?
Sure. So this project was approved in 2011, and it was extended three times by state code and twice by the county. The second county extension was rescinded in November of 2021 by the Planning Commission at the applicant's request in order to allow the project to qualify for a fourth state extension. Today's request is for the Planning Commission to again grant approval for the county's second 18-month time extension. Staff recommends determining the project categorically exempt from CEQA and approving the project. There is a recommended motion in the packet.
And any correspondence on this other than what we have in our packet?
No comments have been received by staff.
All right. Any additional input from other county departments, legal? We don't have anybody here from Works or Health today, so all quiet. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll go ahead and open the public hearing. Anyone on the side of being a proponent of this care to speak at this time?
If you are calling into this meeting and you are a proponent who would like to speak on this, please raise your hand by pressing star 9. Seeing none?
I see one, and I'm calling him forward.
Yeah, I'm Evan Shurtkov. I just want to be sure that anyone knows that I'm willing to answer any questions, and we're close to completion on the project, and this was just a protocol, so I'm in support of it. If anyone has any questions, I'm here.
Thank you. Any other proponents? Any opponents? We will dismiss with rebuttals. Close the public hearing. Commission? Discussion? If not, I'll entertain a motion to proceed.
I'll make the motion. I move that we adopt resolution PC2022-006, hereby taking the following action. Approval of the Shastina West Subdivision Time Extension Project TSM-10-01, and grant the second and final 18-month extension for the Chacina West subdivision, and determine that the project has been categorically exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act pursuant to sections 15162 and 15061B and 3 of the CEQA guidelines.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same. Extension approved. Let's go ahead and bring our esteemed chair back into the meeting and proceed on with item number 2.
Okay, so agenda item number 2, the Amon tentative parcel map, TPM 20-07, excuse me, categorically exempt project. Staff report, please.
Thank you. This is Bernadette Sisson, assistant planner. Property owner Ivar Amon is requesting approval of a tentative parcel map to subdivide 3 existing parcels into 4 parcels of approximately 109 acres, 77 acres, 41 acres, and another 41 acres in size. The subject property is located south of Highway 3, west of the city of Montague. The four new proposed are within prime and non-prime agricultural zoning districts. The prime agricultural being the most restrictive allows a minimum parcel size of 40 acres. Parcels 1 and 2 would be accessed from Highway 3, and parcels 3 and 4 would be accessed from Montague-Grenada Road. Other than water wells on proposed parcels 1 and 4, the property is undeveloped. The project is consistent with the Subdivision Map Act, General Plan, and Zoning for its area. This project is proposed to be exempt from CEQA pursuant to sections 15301C, 15303A, 15303E, and 15304. No public comments were received for this project. Environmental Health, the Treasurer, Tax Collector, Fish and Wildlife, Caltrans, and the City of Montague commented on this project regarding their requirements. Staff recommends determining the project categorically exempt and approving this tentative parcel map. There is a suggested motion in the packet. Thank you.
Great, thank you. So now I would like to open up the public hearing. Are there any project proponents?
If you are a project proponent who is calling into this meeting, please raise your hand. If you are calling in by phone, you can do that by pressing star 9. Seeing none.
Okay. Any project opponents? Okay. Do you need to ask them?
If you are calling in and you are an opponent to this project, please raise your hand. You can do so by pressing star 9 on your phone. Seeing none.
Okay. Well, we'll close the public hearing. I'll bring it back to the commission. Any questions? Commissioner Scott?
I've got heartburn on this, on one component of this. I'm just going to bring it up for everyone's attention. My heartburn is CDFW requiring a riparian grazing management plan when the state agency in charge of that is the agency in charge of the TMDL, which is the North Coast Water Quality Control Board. So is there any specific communication with CDFW as to why in the hell they're sticking their nose into this, requiring a grazing plan when it's out of their purview?
There was not correspondence. comments specific to that, other than their recommendation and their initial comment.
I'm assuming the project applicant is okay with preparing this. I noticed you're going to be working with NRCS, which is bringing in another member of the alphabet soup. NRCS is my choice of the three, but does that plan have to be approved by CDFW, or are you going to get it approved or turned in to North Coast Water Quality Control Board?
NRCS
is going to take lead? Okay.
He's come to the speaker table because I can't pick him up on my...
Yeah, can you please come state your name and your address?
And through the chair.
Yes.
Although we did take comments or offer comments for opponents and proponents, we did not do item I, general public comments, just to...
Oh, I did miss that. Okay. Let me reopen up the public hearing. And I need to hit time. What?
Just told him we're taking a timeout. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So I need to open up the public hearing. I did miss item I. So this is other public comments. You have 3 minutes. You can go ahead and speak now if you state your name and your address.
Okay. My name is Ben Gooch. I work for Vestra. Vestra Resources in Redding, California, and I represent Iver in this project.
So, are we to where I can ask him questions now?
Well, don't I technically have to close the public comment?
Close it again.
So now I have to close the public comment so we can bring it back to the commission so you can have correspondence.
Through the chair, I believe that there might be somebody who would like to speak on this item that is a member of the public.
Oh, there is a hand raised now? Okay.
If you would like to speak
Reopen the public comment and we will let the person on the phone...
If you would like to speak on this item and you are a member of the public, please raise your hand by pressing star 9. If you're here today in the audience, please come up to the podium to speak. I was mistaken. Thank you.
I was like, where is he?
Okay. Well, this is fun. So now I will close the public comment, bring it back to the commission, and then we will speak, Mr. Hart.
Okay. So... You're representing Iver.
Yes.
And so your communications with the various alphabet soups, I'm focusing specifically here on CDFW.
Okay.
He is on here on behalf of...
No, he's representing Iver.
Okay.
The project applicant. Okay. It is Vestra. So you've had communications with CDFW and they're wanting this?
I have not, but we can facilitate that. You guys put the notice out and nobody responded, correct?
Well, CDFW did back in May, and that's where I've got heartburn here, because I have an issue with having a requirement of them having to do a grazing management plan at the request of an agency where it's out of their purview. It's not the agency who should be requesting it, which is the North Coast Water Quality Control Board. And further overstep of state agency bureaucracy, if we're allowed to do it, remove it as conditions and tell CDFW to go to hell.
We can do that.
I'll be very blunt. I've lost my patience with the state over the last 5 months. Well, lost it well before that. But the county council?
Are you suggesting a modification of condition of approval number 8?
Number 8, I'm flat out striking it.
No, I mean, you're not obliged to incorporate the agency's comments.
Is the project proponent okay with that?
I am.
Okay. Condition number 9, next one I have heartburn with. Are you seriously okay with giving up 300 feet of riparian area outside? That 150-foot buffer is not combined. You realize that's 150-foot one side and 150 feet the other way.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
It really only affects us on one side because we can't get to the other side anyway.
Okay.
Unless we do other stuff, you know, future projects down the street. But, like I said, we're only going to be impacted by the one side where we're limited by the airport approach zone where the building pads could be located. So if that could be reduced, we're obviously not going to build down there anyway.
Give me a number you could live with.
If it's at 100 now, I mean, 50 would be beautiful.
50 sounds good to me.
What's the percent slope into there? Is it pretty flat? I mean, it looks flat.
It drops off pretty good in there. What's that? We wouldn't be building down there anyway. We'd be building right up on the ridge, or right on the top edge. So we're not going to be down there anyway, but at least that would give us a little bit more room between our building envelope and that SMA.
Do you have any idea what percent slope that is?
No, not off the top of my head. I could do it.
Okay.
I don't. It's not terrible. I mean, we walked the site when we surveyed it, and it's not like it's unmanageable.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
But I don't know what the particular one is. This is just the general.
Yeah, I think that's just about the soil.
Yes. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, Commissioner Deal.
The advertised motion, contains the 150 feet, and we want to change it to 50. Is that a material difference that we would have to renew this?
I would say the Planning Commission has the ability and the authority to say that we are choosing, per request of the applicant, to modify the 150-foot buffer to 50-foot buffer, as we feel that the 150 feet is unreasonable for the project, period.
The question is that a material difference that needs to be re-advertised?
Liz, County Council?
No, it does not.
Okay, that's it, fine.
And if the agency really cared, I suppose they could appeal the Planning Commission's decision. If this involved a mitigated measure, I'd be a lot more serious under CEQA perhaps. It's a CEQA exempt project. The Planning Commission's not bound by this 150-foot or the NRCS grazing plan. And to the extent the agencies would care or think it could make a difference, they would have a right to appeal like anyone else.
I'm fine with it. I just want to ask another.
Yeah. Mr. Dean, are you wanting to?
Just a comment on that. I know it mentions 150 feet of no disturbance, and that's kind of a typical standard setback for a stream, river, etc. Potentially, the commission consider changing that language and no structure shall be built within there versus disturbance. In the farm there or whatever, that would be good to go. But as far as constructing new structures within that zone, just for consideration.
So, recommendation that the 150 feet would be for no construction, but we eliminate the no disturbance, because
correct.
I know, because I went round and round with CDFW on this and North Coast Board, simply building a fence in there is considered a disturbance.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want us to do a riparian grazing plan, you got to have a fence. And so it's asinine. So we'll go 150, no structures,
okay.
But we're striking the no disturbance. Okay.
Okay.
Down to 50.
Your project proponents okay with that?
The only thing we have.
Can you approach the microphone and state your name and address?
We do have a place there for a pumping station, and it is on the.
Excuse me.
Can you state your name?
Is Ivor Amon.
Okay.
And so that would be something we'd still have to be able to address.
The pumping station is existing now, though, correct?
It was, 25 years ago. It was never redone.
Okay. But the potential's there to bring it back up into operation.
Yes.
And it's probably within the 150-foot buffer.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's why I'm asking.
Yes.
Because these buffers can be a bugger.
Yes. It would affect lot one, I believe.
Yeah. So can we do an exemption for pre-existing development?
And I imagine, sir, your well is permitted there in the county?
I would assume it's been there forever.
Okay, so it was prior to 1990, we probably would not have a permit on it, but we'd consider it as existing.
Yeah, there's actually two wells on the parcel.
Yeah. So I suggest that we put in some language that would accommodate that, so it's clear.
Okay. So, let's see. Condition 9, sort of modify. No structures. Except for pre-existing pump station. Within 150 feet, and then the 50-foot, quote-unquote, no disturbance. Okay.
And in that 150, they'll be allowed to do maintenance, etc.
That's why I'm saying, except for the pre-existing pump station that is within the 150-foot.
Okay.
Okay. So, council and staff, let's hear, Bernadette, this is yours. See if this reflects clearly on condition 8, we're striking it. That's simple. Condition 9, modification to be no structures within the 150-foot buffer except for the pre-existing pump station. And that the no disturbance buffer would be reduced to 50 feet. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. I would just say instead of reduce, simply the no disturbance buffer shall be.
Okay.
Yep.
That's fine.
And as measured, Commissioner Powell, thankful width, not the edge of the riparian, because...
Correct.
Do we need to mention anything about fencing being allowed, or since we brought that up?
How are you 100%?
Yeah, well, let's go ahead and put in there an exception within that 50 feet that fencing is allowed and not considered disturbance.
Did you get that, Ms. Bernadette?
Right. Thank you.
That they will allow fencing to not be considered disturbance within that 50-foot zone, so that they can fence. Okay. Any discussion from Commissioner Mello?
No.
Commissioner Hart?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come back up, both of you. All four parcels part of the Shasta River, correct?
Yes. Yep.
Riparian water right or the creek right?
It's repairing.
Yeah.
Your water rights?
Yes.
I don't know what your water rights are.
Yeah, I'm almost positive. We have a water master.
So you're part of the Shasta River Decree?
Yes.
And so you have one pumping station to one parcel now?
Yes.
Now you're going to create four parcels.
Yes.
You're also party to the decree where you can put in the new pumping station. The reason I'm bringing this up is because of the pending lawsuit and the restraining order that was handed down 10 days ago over all this water issue that's going on right now. And with the flows that are going to be required going down this stream in the future, all of a sudden now we're going to have more demand on that water on that river, with potential demand. I just wanted to clarify in here about what's going to happen here that doesn't create more litigation with new demands on that river with individual parcels.
Yeah, it would be something along those other parcels, the three parcels to the south, are very limited agriculture. If you were going to take them on a 1 to 10, they would be a 1, you know, the hard pans there. They leveled that when they did it. They took all the dirt off of it, and it is mostly, you can't raise, I mean, the grass gets that tall and burns off. It is very limited on those three southern parcels. Best use is to put a house on it to look at the river, because the rest of it is very limited.
That's what everybody thought about
Mount Shasta Vista subdivision in 1963 when it went in. Yeah. Now we have what we have out there.
Yeah.
And so I'm just...
And I think the water right... About what can potentially happen here with that
I think with the water right, from what I understand, would on that parcel one, would take all of that water right, the acreage would. Mm-hmm. So it would have enough acreage in order to encompass the water right,
right
there.
Under the creek, the entire property is under that right.
Okay.
So if you use one existing pump station, then all of a sudden, now you're going to have to create easements for ditches going to those other parcels, because part of that water goes on those parcels. So that creates a dilemma for you. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a legal issue. How do you... That's why I'm not willing to go forward with this till it's clear to me, because that's part of the old FIOC ranch and all those little ditches that were used to irrigate all of that. How do you ensure that the water right that goes to that entire parcel is shared on all of those parcels in the appropriate manner that it should be? And I know I'm getting real technical here about it, but yeah. I've been through enough of these myself.
Yeah.
My family's property.
Yeah.
And I know how down ditch problems arise. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a question?
What?
Is there a distinction between an ag well and a domestic well?
Yes.
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 So that the only.
There's no ag wells there that are going to pump anything.
No.
So
barely
it's
get
a pump
well.
Station for the right pairing water.
So
right?
It doesn't.
But it's delineated amongst the entire acreage, and that's what Blair's saying, is that it needs to be spelled out clearly. There is a X amount CFS adjudicated for X for Y amount of acreage. And so you take that and split it, there's going to be X CFS allotted to each of these parcels, so that when they are split and sold, the new landowners have a right to A CFS, B CFS, C CFS, and D CFS. It's going to be specific to each parcel that is created through this. And that's what Blair is wanting to make sure is spelled out, is what is a CFS, what is CFS per acre, so it's in here when when it's approved.
And the bigger part of the water fight is, and it's exactly what we went through getting our federal and state safe harbor, we had to do a complete water pipe on our property under the Shasta Decree to prove what water right went to what parcel. That went for the feds and went for the state before we were granted any permits. We had to have the legal right to find. And with what's going to come down the road here with this water back in the stream for fish, there's going to be a full accounting and audit of everybody's water rights.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm hesitant to go forward until, to me, that this is clarified in creating these new lots as to how much water goes on each parcel. How do you legally handle that? Because then that's then got to go back, I'm guessing, here. The Superior Court to be modified and approved. No different than what I had to do with the 1707 to put water back in the stream. I had to go through the court to get the Shasta River Decree modified to reflect that change of use.
You
so to me, there's some legal questions here that have cropped up that I'm not comfortable with. Nobody's given me a good way yet to handle this in what you proposed here. Because right now, you have a point of diversion on one parcel. If you decide, okay, parcel A gets so much, parcel B gets on and on and on, or you can take the water out. Now you've got to go get, if parcel A, where the pumping plant's at, says no, you can't take it out here. That means then, yeah, you're gonna have to divvy up that water. But that means then the new owners of those parcels are gonna have to go back to the court, State Water Board, and Cal Fish and Game to get a new point of diversion, a new stream alteration permit, guessing $50,000 per site, what it's going to cost. 18 months at a minimum with going through objections are different than this process. I know I'm throwing a real curveball at you here, but...
But the problem is I don't want to give up.
What's that?
I don't want to not have a pumping station to be able to, I mean, to verify my water right, to maintain being able to access that water right. I don't want to do this process and not be able to have this water right. Because if I...
But I'm not saying the water right doesn't go... No, I'm not saying that it goes away. But what it does is it creates a dilemma for the new owners of the property that come in the future, where you have one site that services the whole property.
Maybe that's the question. Is your intent to maintain one POD to point of diversion? One POD that will supply all four parcels with the water right?
That's what it would have to be. Because I don't think you could go and try to modify it any other way.
Well, you could, but it'd be a nightmare.
Yes.
Okay, so if he maintains the one POD, to address your question, is specifically stating the CFS assigned to each parcel needs to be made clear. Because then the water master knows XCFS, yes, you're in compliance with the adjudication, etc. I get what you're saying about the potential modification. Shasta River or the Shasta Valley adjudication, I am not as familiar with. I know on the Scott side, we have to go back to modify if it's an added beneficial use, but we do not have to go in and do a modification on changes of boundary lines, etc. That's between neighbors.
But let me ask you something. You're talking about bare land being available through the slot split, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And what you're saying won't kick in until there's a building permit issue, right?
No, no, not at all.
Final map. Can we add a condition that will be analyzed and take in consideration what's existing and analyze how much of that allocated to each parcel prior to the final map being recorded? That way it can be clearly defined which each parcel is going to get out of the existing water right based on probably the size of their acreage,
right?
And then divide that up and then be able to put those easements or whatever ditches, what we need on that final map before that's recorded.
So, council, are we venturing down somewhere where we shouldn't be going?
No, I think it's reasonable. I think good points. It's obviously something that's going to have to be figured out and put on paper in the future. And I was thinking, and I do not have deep expertise in this at all, Commissioner Hart, I think you have more expertise than I do, that we have on a condition, and this is appropriate, that before the map becomes a final map, that there be the approval of a water master or superior court as to the distribution of the water between the parcels. Something general like that, it seems like, is about all we can do with what we have before.
We're trying to head off potential legal fights down the road.
Yeah,
I've seen too much of it happen.
Yeah, did you have another comment?
No, as I say, this is a little bit out of my expertise. It's the best I can think of. I mean, if that condition wasn't going to work and this project was approved with that condition, the applicant could always, I suppose, come back and ask for a modification of that condition. But I think at this point we have to, I understand the commission wants to be sure that these lots, these people who buy these lots have water to them and a legal right. We're not going to be able to determine that now, and it's probably going to take the water master for a modification by the court and the decree to verify those rights.
I don't think you're going to need to modify the adjudication, but you will need to talk to Leah and or Alyssa easily. Their Scott Shasta Water Master District could easily help you break out and delineate CFS per acre based on the existing right. I think the suggestion, we add a condition that assigns the CFS per parcel within the existing water right before final map is approved.
Yep.
I think that's fine. This was one of my additional yellow flags projects we've had in the past. Make sure that on that final map that existing means of conveyance are marked on the map as a means of conveyance with any associated easements for maintenance, repair, and improvement.
Through the chair.
Yes.
I don't know if this is pertinent under this particular situation, but it says on policy 41.7, evidence of water quality and quantity acceptable to the Siskiyou County Health Department must be submitted prior to development approval. This is if you develop the parcels with homes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So does that kind of cover at all?
No.
You're talking two totally different.
Yeah, that's domestic water. Yeah.
Apples
talking
and oranges.
Okay.
Ag.
Okay.
So let's take this one step farther here. In the old conveyance systems that are already there. We've done this in the past where we've had properties that's come in. You have a right to put the clean out the ditch and put the spoils on the bank. And we've come in and we've given some stuff that we've done. You know, okay, you got 20 feet outside the edge of the bank to put it on. You got access to get there. And I've seen it happen before where these old ditches are there. Neighbor doesn't like neighbor, and it just gets into a war about how ditches get cleaned and access to get there to deal with that. And I don't know whether this is the proper venue to deal with that, or you folks need to deal with that. In all of this, I mean, right-of-way access is just what I'm asking for.
That's why I mentioned easement associated with the means of
cleaning
conveyance.
The ditch,
yeah.
Maintaining the ditch. I'm not saying they're ever going to be used again, but...
Yeah. Right. It'll save somebody a major headache in the future.
So they have access.
Yeah.
But be specific. What is it 15 feet of center, 12 feet of center?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, Blair brought up mine. So we shared, I'm good now.
So do we want to make a motion with amendments?
Unless there are more questions. And see Commissioner Hart's good with it.
Commissioner Hart? Are you comfortable with the...
I'm good.
Okay.
You want me to...
Okay, so do we have a motion?
Need to close the hearing first.
I thought I had closed the public hearing.
No, because we were still... Well, that was public. Now we're... You brought the discussion before the commission.
Yep.
We're having a commission discussion.
All right.
So...
Yep. Well, I will...
So now you're entertaining, you're ready for a motion.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's what I said. So we're there. We're okay.
So, let me jump back up here to the proposed motion. So I will move that we adopt resolution PC-2022-008, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, State of California, determining the project exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act and approving the Amon tentative parcel map TPM-20-07 with the following amendments to the staff report. Condition 8 will be stricken. Condition 9 will be modified as discussed. And an additional condition will be added that the CFS per parcel will be specified within the existing water right. Working with the Scott Shasta Water Master District as needed, and that means of conveyance shall be delineated with assigned easements. Is that work for you, Commissioner Hart? Okay.
Through the chair. And I'd also add in that a maintenance agreement for that. Potentially for the diversion plan.
Do we want to go, that's civil. Is that within our purview?
Well, we're going to be establishing conveyance points for four separate parcels. And I'm coming from basically a situation where we have a shared well. We would require an easement for all the piping and also a maintenance agreement for that one specific point. Otherwise, it could get messy in the future if all parties aren't involved.
That could be a
point well taken.
That would be
okay.
A condition, yes.
Okay.
So we're adding two additional...
And maintenance.
So we're going to have...
Agreement associated with means of conveyance.
Yeah.
So you have maintenance, conveyance delineated, and associated easements.
Okay.
Janine, do you have that motion? Okay. Do we have
happy with that?
Yeah.
No.
Do we have a second?
Sure.
I'll second it.
Absolutely.
So...
Hold on. Bernadette.
Yes.
Can we please make sure we have the wording correctly before we move forward on...
Yes. You want to read back what you have, and we can...
Thank you. So condition number 9, I have a 150-foot no structures area with the exception of a pre-existing pump station, and a 50-foot no disturbance buffer with the exception of fencing shall be placed on the final parcel map along the Shasta River. This buffer should be measured from the top of the bank or outside edge of riparian vegetation drip line, whichever is greater.
No. Vegetation.
Strike the vegetation. Measured from top of bank. Bank full.
Okay, so I'm striking or outside edge of riparian vegetation drip line.
Because otherwise that could end up being another 300 feet.
Okay, so this buffer should be measured from the top of the bank. Period. Thank you.
Glad we reread that.
Condition of approval 21, bear with me. let's see here. CSF per parcel will...
CFS, cubic feet per second.
Thank you. Okay. So CFS per parcel will be specified within existing water rights, working with Shasta Water District.
Scott and Shasta Water Master District, SSWD.
Water Master District?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Within existing water rights, working with Scott and Shasta Water Master District, where necessary, specifying means of conveyance for maintenance and improvement.
Delineating means of conveyance, associated easement, and maintenance agreement as applied to the POD, point of diversion, pumping station.
Well, it's on the recording too. I'm making a note of where it is.
Project proponent okay with this?
Yes.
Okay. So, Commissioner Hart, do you accept on the second those amendments to the motion?
The water right is what drives the value of that property.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just trying to maintain the value to all of the property by giving this title back.
Good. I agree. Okay. So we have a motion and a second. No further discussion. We'll call it for a vote.
Through the chair, I'm sorry. Seconded. I didn't hear the second.
Commissioner Hart.
I'm sorry. Thank you very much.
And this is a voice vote?
Yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Say aye. Aye. No opposed. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Let's see. So we are... Okay. On... Let's see. Agenda item number, three. Agenda item number 3, the Yates zone change, Z-21-11. Staff report, please.
Rachel Jarrett, Senior Planner.
This is the Yates zone change. The project is a proposed rezone of an existing 1.16 acre parcel from Town Center, which is abbreviated as CC, to Light Industrial, which is abbreviated as MM. The rezone is necessary in order to facilitate the use of the property for a mini storage facility. The project site is located in the unincorporated community of Grenada and is bordered by Siskiyou Boulevard to the west and 4th Street to the north with railroad tracks to the east. Neighboring parcels have a wide variety of zoning district, including light industrial, and are predominantly developed. Staff is proposing that this project be found consistent with the zoning and general plan for the site. Because there is no substantial evidence that the proposed zone change may have a significant effect on the environment, staff is recommending that this project be found exempt from CEQA pursuant to the common sense exemption. Additionally, staff is recommending that this project be found exempt pursuant to the existing facilities because there is an existing barn that is proposed as part of the storage facility, and the new construction or conversion of small structures exemptions. Siskiyou County Environmental Health, Public Works, and the Building Division commented on this project. No comments from members of the public have been received regarding this project. Staff recommends adopting resolution PC2022-007, recommending that the Board of Supervisors approve the zone change and determine the project exempt from CEQA.
Okay, great, thanks. Any commissioner questions to staff? Jeff, did you have any questions at this time? Okay. So with that, I'll open up the public hearing.
If you are online and you would like to speak on this subject, please raise your hand. You may do so by pressing *9 on your phone.
Okay. Okay. Are there any project proponents in the audience? Please come forward, state your name and your address, please.
Good morning. My name is Braylene Wayne Copley. I live at 622 Fifth Street, Grenada. Thank you. About 100 feet from the proposed business going in. I have recently been aware that some members of our community are opposing this, and I found that a little bit disturbing because there are only 5 to 6 houses that are affected by this business going in. One is the only one adversely affected by this business. A mini storage is minimal impact to our community, and it's a positive, productive business for our community, which has little going on right now. We're in favor of that.
Thank you for your time. Any other project proponents? Any project opponents?
If you're calling in and you would like to oppose this project, please raise your hand. You may do so by pressing *9 on your phone. Seeing none.
Okay. Any other general public comments regarding this item?
Seeing none.
Okay. So with that, I will close the public hearing. Bring it back to the commission. Commissioners, any questions?
I don't know why it is, but I think in Wairika, you can't rent a 10 by 10 storage room.
I think that's countywide.
You can't in Scott Valley either.
You wonder, and I think I asked the person, he says, because we're all nomads and we don't want to get rid of our stuff, so we've got to come
on. Like hell. It's been there for 6 months, it's gone, or it's for the burden pile?
Yeah, well. So any other comments, Commissioner Veal?
No, that's just an observation.
Commissioner Fowle?
No, I shake my head. We've got City Center to Light Industrial, and we're talking about a storage facility not being allowed in CC. It just seems odd to me. I'm sorry. Having ability to store things in CC makes sense, but we've got to change the zoning to an MM in order for it to be okay. No further comment.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Mello.
Yes.
Any questions or comments?
Nope.
Commissioner Hart.
I make a motion.
Okay. So Commissioner Hart has a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Oh, wait. You need to read your motion, please.
You didn't hear it? I heard it very distinctly.
I move that we adopt Resolution PC 2022-007, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, State of California, recommending that the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors approve the project exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act and approve the rate of zone change C-21-11 by adopting the draft of ordinance rezoning 1.16 acres from CC to MM.
I will second it again.
Thank you, Mr. Hart. Okay. Any additional questions, comments? Okay, so we'll take it to a roll call vote.
Commissioner Hart?
Yeah.
Commissioner Mello?
Yes.
Commissioner Veal?
Yes.
Commissioner Fowle?
Aye.
Chair Lindler?
Yes.